Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril.
Like whenever you've been lied to. How do you think it makes other folks feel? What if you found out that you were lied to and it was because you believed that lie? You gave somebody something that didn't belong to them. What if you found out that you've been lied to and that your father has been lied to and your grandfather has been lied to and that all of them have given hard-earned money to someone else that was needed for their children? Or that you needed for your children. How would that make you feel? Well, that's how I feel, because I found out that that's exactly what's happened to me, and it's what's happened to most of you. So welcome today to the lie-free zone. This is Tom Cryer. I'm an attorney, and I'm a bad peasant. The federal government has said that I have been a bad peasant. Well, that's because I'm a good citizen. Good citizens make terrible peasants, and good peasants make terrible citizens. Question is, what are the rest of us? Are we all going to be good citizens, or are we all going to be good peasants? Because we can't be both. The fact is that the federal government has been lying to us for many, many years, something that's very hard for us to accept. After all, when I first found out about it, I didn't believe it. And I wouldn't be surprised if someone else was the same as I was. How could, after 90-some-odd years of income taxes, after millions of people, literally thousands of tax attorneys, being paid big bucks to find holes, how could this have gotten past everyone if it were so? Well, the problem is, it is so. And that's what we're going to talk about today. In the lie-free zone. If you want to know more about why I'm a bad peasant, you can find that out on the internet. You get a little bit more of this story at www.gcstation.net/lie-free-zone, all lowercase, all one word. I'll give that out a little bit later again today, and you can get updates as we go along with our case. But here's a little bit of the background. I've been accused by the federal government of evading taxes because I refused to pay and I refused to file unless the federal government could show me the law that says that I'm liable, and unless the federal government could show me the law that subjects my revenues, my fees as an attorney, to an income tax. Maybe you wonder whether or not there's a law or not. Maybe you assumed that there were, just as I did. For many, many years, I just took at face value what they told me. But when somebody told me some years back that there was no law, I said, of course there is, and I dug in to find it and show it to him. Guess what I found out? There isn't any. And guess what? Why you can't get the government to tell you what a law is or where a law is. It subjects personal earnings, your wages, your salaries, your fees that you've earned, income tax. And the reason they can't show it to you is because it doesn't exist. We're going to talk a little bit today about how they've pulled that off. And what's really going to chap, I think, a lot of us, is when we find out that if you were to confront the government, and we're going to talk about that in a little bit, about what happens with the government is actually not lying to us. They're just tricking us into lying to ourselves. And that'll make us double angry. We'll be right back in just a short in order to do just that.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Okay, we're back here at the Lie Free Zone. I'm Tom Cryer, and we're here to talk about taxes, and we're here to talk about truth. So how did the government cheat us into mistakenly paying them millions, billions, trillions of dollars over nearly an entire century? It's not in what they've told us, it's what they have not told us, what they've just permitted us to believe. When the tax was first initiated back in 1913 after the adoption of the 16th Amendment, the tax was on net income. And they told us, back buried into the code, that we weren't required to include in our gross income any income that the federal government was not permitted to tax. Any income to which they had no taxation authority was not to be included. Now, the way way that that got to us was that we didn't know what could and couldn't be taxed. How many of us could go into a law library and dig out and establish where the lines are on the taxation authority of the federal government? Not many. So the IRS publishes publications that says you owe the tax. You fill in the numbers. You put in what your income is. You decide. We're telling you some of it may not be taxable, but you know, you decide what to tax yourself on. And so when you enter those numbers that say I had income of thus and so, and you tax yourself and you assess yourself, then they've tricked you into shooting yourself in the foot. That's not very much, that's not a good heavy thought, is it? Not to me either. And in 1954, they even got a little bit deeper on you. And so some of us haven't paid, very few of us haven't paid taxes prior to 1954. Don't have at least the warning even that was in the pre-1954 version of the law. In 1954, they changed the law to say that we're only taxing taxable income. It says a tax is imposed on taxable income of, and it lists out a whole bunch of folks. And they say the tax income, the gross income, is income or profits derived from compensation for services. And the old one, they said wages to start with, but then they told you you could back wages out if the federal government can't tax those wages. But they don't tell you that now, because now they come up front and they say, we're only taxing what's taxable. It's up to you to decide what's taxable. We're not going to tell you. So basically, what we have done is we are taxing ourselves like crazy across the board to the tune of nearly $1 trillion a year on income or revenue, is the better word, that the federal government has no right to tax. The federal government, it has to tax you one way or the other. It has to tax direct tax, which is on your person or your property, things you own. Or they can tax you indirectly. It's on your activities that are privileged. They're limited as to what they can tax on the way of activities. What they've done here is they've managed to do both in one fell swoop by having you tax your sweat. You tax your labor by your including the wages of your labor in your tax return. Now, I'm not here to tell anybody what to do on a tax return. I'm not here to advise anybody what to do. I'm here merely to tell you the truth. I'm here merely to counteract the big lie. And the big lie is always a successful lie. It's a lie that people could not imagine anyone telling, that people never challenge, they never check to see just what is between the lines. In a little bit, we're going to talk to some of you and see what your experiences have been, what your questions are. And we're going to try to clear up some of this big lie, because the best way to solve a lie, to get rid of a lie, is to shine the light of truth on it. And that's what we're going to do today in the lie-free zone. The impact that this has had on us has been phenomenal. When you start tampering with the United States Constitution, and you break a little piece of it, you damage the entire structure that the Constitution anticipated. You damaged the entire lineup of how this country was really intended to function. We started out as 13 independent states, and those 13 independent states never meant to become political subdivisions of a national government. They put the government on a diet. They put this new federal government they created on a diet and said you can have taxes on certain activities, but if you want to tax people, if you want to tax any of my people, or you want to tax any of their property, you've got to come through me. You cannot tax them personally. You're going to have to come through me. You send me the bill, and they and I, the state, will decide how to pay that bill. But you don't come putting the tax bill for property or for person, and that includes my people's sweat. person that actually you're taxing. You send me the bill. That's what the states told the federal government. And the reason for that was to keep the federal government within bounds, to keep it on a diet so it couldn't outgrow its britches. But when the federal government got into the feed shed and got into your pocket directly with an income tax that they told you and you believed and you have carried out their wishes by taxing yourself on your wages and your personal earnings, then that provided revenues to them that allowed them to govern almost without limit. The other factor, the effect of that, was that it took oxygen out of the room that the state normally would have to tax. And now that ran, you know, the states tight for where can we raise tax money, to the point to where now they had to go begging to the federal government for money. That money came back, it had strings on it. It said, you've got to pass laws the way we say. You've got to pass seatbelt laws the way we say. DWI laws the way we say. You've got to run your schools the way we say. You've got to run your banking system the way we say. You've got to have speed limits the way we say. And by doing that, they've taken our state governments away from us. We are supposed to be holding the strings to our state governments. Our state governments are supposed to be our puppets, not the federal government's puppets. So with our money that they took, or that we gave them, they're using our money to buy our state legislators and our state judiciaries and our state executive branches away from us. They now have to answer to the federal government, not to you and me, the citizen. And that is real damage that has been done to the Constitution by this one single blow to the taxation authority limitations. So, you know, what we're going to do is we're going to figure out what can the rest of us do to bring this to light. And one of those is to demand the truth from the government. You can, those of you who have heard of it, those of you who have seen it, certainly can recommend it to those who have not. But Aaron Russo produced a documentary called Freedom to Fascism. It's available right here on RBN on DVD for $19.95 plus $4.95 shipping. You can order a CD, a DVD rather, of that documentary at 1-800-724-2719, or you can go to rbnlive.com and order that DVD. Everybody in this country, every man, woman, and child in this country needs to see that DVD. Because while it doesn't tell you, you know, anything in detail about the tax laws, it tells you that somebody isn't telling you the truth. Because Mr. Russo in that film repeatedly goes and repeatedly demands to be told the truth about, is there a law that makes people liable for taxes on their personal earnings? Not one government official can answer that question. And the closest they got to an answer was from the actual Secretary of Treasury, whose answer was, well, I think every American is obligated to support his government. Now, what kind of answer is that? I don't know about you, but I call that, no, there is no law that makes anyone liable for taxes on their personal earnings. That's what I make that answer to be. Because if there were, he could have said yes, but he couldn't say yes. All he could say was, I think it's the obligation of every American to support his government. And we do support our government. We support it in a big way, in a lot of ways. And we've got taxes on just about anything that you can imagine. And what we're going to do is when we get back, we're going to talk to a few of you, and we're going to see what you think about this issue. What do you know? What do you think about being lied to, and how do you feel about it? And what are we going to do about it? That's when we get back here on the Live Free Zone. This is Tom Cryer.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Okay, and we're back here at the Life Free Zone, and we're talking about truth, and we're talking about taxes. We're going to start taking some calls with this segment. The call-in number, if you want to be on the program, is 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. And one of the things that you might bear in mind when you're calling in is that there are certain areas that I'm not qualified to talk about, and you might as well know what those are up front as well. One of those is I am not a tax lawyer. I'm a constitutional lawyer. I'm a trial lawyer. I'm a general practice lawyer, but I am not a tax lawyer. I've done an awful lot of cases in an awful lot of areas, but I am not a tax lawyer. I'm not the person to talk to about what the tax ramifications are for a corporation to enter into a joint venture with a limited partnership. I'm not one to talk about the advantages of investment into this type of real estate as opposed to another type of real estate, or about depreciation, or about how to deduct your pet dog's vet bill. That's not what I know about. What I know about is the Constitution, and I know about is the federal government's limitations, and I know about what the tax law does not say. And that's what we can talk about. And if you want to talk about it, it's 1-800-313-9443. Now, how did I get to be a bad peasant? In a nutshell, this buddy of mine tells me, and as I pointed out, I didn't believe it either. Didn't make sense. I thought he'd gone off the deep end. I thought he was mad. There's no way it could get past everybody off over all this time and through all of these people. But while the big companies can hire tax lawyers, how many people working for a wage can go out here and hire a $500, $750 an hour tax lawyer to see and examine and investigate what his tax liability is? He does good to pay his H&R Block guy, or to pay his fellow down the street, or the lady who does the taxes at the office for everybody. So that's basically how it has slipped through the cracks. And besides that, back when all this started, you got to remember, we trusted our government. We didn't know that the government had even the possibility that our own government would lie to us. And now we've already gone to where we now realize that the government sometimes doesn't tell us the truth. But we're even afraid of that government. Well, I'm afraid of the government, too. But when I found out about the big lie, I didn't have any choice. I had taken an oath to uphold the law and the Constitution. And as an attorney, I was obligated to fight for the law. Once you'd taken that oath, obeying the law is only half the job. The job isn't done unless you have fought for the law and supported the law and backed it up. The rule of law has to prevail over the rule of man, or we are totally and forever lost. The other side of that is that not only am I sworn as an attorney to fight for the law, as a former officer in the United States Army, I'm sworn to die for the law and the Constitution. So how could I complain about what the government may do to me when others have lost far more than they could ever pretend to do to me in order to defend our way of life and in order to defend our freedom? So I can't complain. But what they have done, for those who aren't familiar with this story, is that they escalated and they kept increasing the pressure, and they brought in CID, and I told them the same thing. Show me the law, and I'll file the return. They brought in the Department of Justice. Show me the law, and I'll file the return. Their answer was, that's a frivolous argument. I hadn't given them any argument. I hadn't told them why I was asking. Yet they said it was a frivolous argument. If I send you a bill for $1,000 and you call me up and say, Mr. Cryer, what's this bill for? And I told you, well, that's a frivolous argument. You know, shut up and write the check and send it in. How long is it going to take you to write that check? How long is it going to take you to hang up the phone? Well, that's what's happening here with us. I'm told that it's a frivolous argument to ask by what right they expect me and demand that I file a return and assess a tax against myself. By what right, what law do they have that authorizes and entitles them to do that? And they couldn't show it to me. And I was a bad peasant for even asking. Well, in the course of their investigation and their summonsing of all my bank records, they were able to put together a client list. And for the last 2 years, they've been sending people out to frighten my clients. They've been sending them out to spread rumors about me that I am a bad peasant, that I am a tax cheat, that I am a tax resister and protester, even though I've never been a member of or associated with any tax protest or resistance movement. And I have no quarrel with how or why or how much the tax is. The question is, do they have the authority to take it? And does the law say that in the first place? And the answer to both of those is no. So I'm a bad peasant, and we can talk about this bad peasant. If you want to call in, it's 800-313-9443. Now, for more of the story behind this, and you can imagine what these visits to my clients have done to my practice, they financially wrecked me. They've got me down to where I'm on the ropes, on the canvas. And then they've dropped the charges when I'm not able to defend myself. You can get the rest of the story on that at the website that I'm going to give you when we get back. And then we're going to talk to some of you folks and see what you have to think about this. What do you feel about it? That's here at the Live Free Zone with Tom Cryer on RBN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Gold, ever climbing as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
And the light comes on and the truth is known. We're back here at the Life Free Zone, and we are talking about the truth, about the big lie. Now, we mentioned earlier, or I did, that the government has said, through its statutes and through its regulations, and it's admitted openly, although they bury it in among tons of verbiage, that not all income, not all revenue belongs in gross income, belongs even considered as part of the income tax. And they tell you that in a number of places in the regulations and the statutes that, for example, excluded from gross income prior to 1954 was exempt income. And one of those exemptions listed was any income or any revenue that is not taxable by the federal government under the Constitution. Now, if they could tax everything, why would they have to put that in there? Because they can't tax everything. There are revenues, there are activities, there are sources that the government cannot tax. Even today, in another section of the regulations, there is a provision stating that the following property and sources and income are exempt. And it's those exemptions that cannot be included and are excluded and are not part of taxable income or gross income for the purpose of the income tax. They tell you then what isn't exempt, and that's money coming from foreign sources. That's money coming from the territories. These are areas where, you know, most of us don't trade. I don't have many foreign clients. Matter of fact, I don't think I have any foreign clients. And I don't trade with territories, Guam, Samoa, Virgin Islands. But these are covered. These are actually listed as being not exempt. If they're going to tell you there's an exemption, why don't they just tell you what that exemption is? Because they want you to have to figure it out on your own. And they know that you would have to do as I did and spend hundreds, maybe thousands of hours researching the constitutional law, the historical aspects of the income tax law, the income tax law prior to the passage of the 16th Amendment, or the adoption of the 16th Amendment, or at least its proclamation of adoption in 1913. And they tell you that, you know, you can go out and find out what we can't tax, but we're not going to tell you. We're just going to say, hey, some of the income out there may not be taxable, so we've done our part, and we're only asking for you to file returns on taxable income, income we have authority under the Constitution to tax. So we're not asking you to tax yourself on income that we don't have that authority on. But you have hundreds or thousands of hours to spend in a law library digging and educating yourself on constitutional law. I've been a student of the Constitution since the seventh grade. I fell in love with it the minute I saw it. And the more I learn about it, the more amazed I am by it. It's one of the most phenomenal documents ever drafted by man. And the provisions of that Constitution don't permit what the government has been doing to you and me, or, more fairly to them, what the government has permitted you and me to do to ourselves all these years. And what we've got, you have limitations on what they can govern, what they cannot. I've dug all that up. It took a long time, and it took a lot of doing, but I did dig it up. I did what the statute and the regulations tell me I can do. They tell me I can leave out and disregard income that the government is not, under the Constitution, allowed to tax. And so now that I've done what they've told me I can do, that's not sitting well. They're angry. They're upset. They're calling me a bad peasant. They're wanting to punish me. And they think now that they have gotten me financially in ruins, that I'm going to be a soft target. Well, I may be a target, and they may end up with my head on that lance like they have others, but they've missed others too. And they're not going to take this head without a fight, and they're not going to take this head without having to prove that they have some basis for claiming that I'm under an obligation to pay and to file taxes on my personal earnings, on my labor. Now, what about your labor? Is your labor worthless? Do you get your wages or your salaries, or do you earn your fees according to the government with nothing? The government contends that your wages, your personal earnings, have a zero basis. Now, what that is legalese for saying that you gave up nothing in return for those wages. You gave up nothing of value for those wages. You didn't employ anything that you own in exchange for those wages. That your work is worthless, that your labor is of no value, and it's not your property. That's the worst part of it. They claim that your labor, your sweat, your effort, the energy you expend in earning a living for yourself and your family is of no value, and that you do not own it. It is not your property. Because if it were, they couldn't tax it. That would be taxing your property. And they can't do that without going to the state instead of to you. When they they tax your property, they could tax your toes if they wanted to. If they taxed a $1 per toe tax, they passed a tax on $1 for every toe. They would have to send that bill. They'd have to count all the tolls in the country, come up with a total bill, and divide that bill up among the states according to population, not according to tolls, but according to population. And then they would send, because some of us may not have 10 tolls, then they would send that bill to each state, the state legislature, your legislator that you know, the guy you see down at the barbershop or the grocery store, the fellow that lives two blocks over from you, your state representative that you can put a hand on. Try doing that with a congressman or senator. But he's the guy who decides where to take that money from. And he's accountable to you. He has to look you in the eye after having decided where to bring that money, where to gather that money up to pay up the bill on the toll tax. So you're beginning to see a little bit of the idea that the forefathers had, or founding fathers had here, of having us in control. When they want to get in and tax us directly, in other words, to tax our person or property, they don't decide who to get that money from. They don't come and get into our personal lives. They are never intended to get into our personal lives. They were never intended to regulate us. They were never intended to directly tax us, because if I can tax you, I can regulate you. And it's all about power. Because the power of where the money comes from for government is in you. It's not in the government. It's supposed to be in you, but it's been taken away. You've been robbed. You had that right to decide where the money comes from and how it gets paid and whether it gets spent in the first place. You had that taken away from you all by this one single little taxation act by the federal government, and not even by your Congress. Your Congress didn't pass the tax on you. The tax, the only basis for the tax on your wages is a claim in the instruction booklet of your 1040 they send you every year. That instruction booklet's no more a law than the National Enquirer. It's never been promulgated, never gone through the requirements of the Administrative Procedures Act in order to have the force of law. Nowhere now, and not since 1995, has there been any tax rate specified by the federal government or by federal law. So you're not being taxed now by law. You're certainly not under the rule of law. Now you're under the rule of man. You're under the rule of some administrative agency that can put anything it wants to into a publication, send it out, and you'd be amazed. Well, I am, only because I know the truth, that millions and millions of people fill out their own bill and send it in whenever the federal government isn't allowed and isn't entitled to that money in the first place. Imagine what it would be like if you took half of the money. I'm assuming for a second here that all of the income tax that you pay is on wages or salaries, bonuses, what have you. Money you have actually earned with your own labor, your own personal effort and energy. Not that you've earned because you bought something and sold it for more. That's a profit. But with your wages, with your labor, with your sweat alone, how many, you know, have been sending in money, and then take that money that they've been sending in, give half of it to your state and your community, your local community. If you could just do that, put the other half back. But just take half of what you've been sending to Washington for your state and your local communities to beg back. Send it directly to the state. That's a lot more than they've been able to beg back from the federal government. A lot more than they've been able to beg back from the federal government. You'd have better streets. You'd have better schools. You'd have better government services. And you'd be paying a whole lot less for it. And it would be getting done according to the way that you said, not the way that some bureaucrat in Washington, D.C., who writes conditions on federal grants, gifts, they call them grants to the states, bypass that middleman. You bypass the conditions. You bypass those limitations. And you get a lot more money to your state government and your local community than they would have ever been able to get retrieved from the federal government. Now, if you have something to say about this, give us a call at 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. And if you want to know a little bit more about this bad peasant and the story behind all this, you can find that out, too, at www, and you have to include www prefix, .gcstation, as in Grand Central Station, who is kind enough to host this page for me, gcstation.net/lie-free-zone, all one word, all lowercase. And that'll get you the rest of the story. It'll also get you updates on the case that we're defending, we're fighting with everything we've got. And I'm getting a lot of help from a lot of folks. Makes me feel a lot braver. Makes me feel at least like I'm not fighting for people that don't care, because I know from the feedback that I've received from you folks that you do care, and it does matter to you. And your grandkids and your great-grandkids matter to you, because just as they are hitting your grandparents' grandchildren, they're going to hit your grandchildren the same way, unless and until we stand up and we say no more lies. We are now going to be a lie-free zone. You work for us, and you're going to tell us the truth, and not just half of it. You're going to tell us all of the truth. You're only going to take what you're entitled to, and we're only going to give you what you're entitled to, and you're only going to tell us what to do and what not to do when we have said you could tell us what we could do and what we could not do, because they never, the states, not us, not we the people, ever gave the federal government the right or the authority to govern and police us and our personal individual behavior. We never gave that up, never ceded that, never gave it to them. We reserved it to ourselves in the 10th Amendment. We told them that if we don't, whatever powers we haven't given you, we are saving and keeping for ourselves, hands off, off limits. You cannot go there. And yet, this money that they are taking from you and me for our personal earnings, taxing our sweat, taking a portion of our lifetime, our work lifespan, they're taking a percentage of your life. Whenever they do that, they're taking a percentage of your sweat and your energy when they do that. And that's your property. Since the 13th Amendment abolishing slavery, we have all owned that property. Our labor belongs to us and no one else. And we can use that labor. And we've got a right, a God-given right, to use that labor and that property to earn a living for ourselves and our family. The Supreme Court said all of this. We've got the Supreme Court has, I can't say how many times, but I would say no less than 240 times, said that it is a fundamental right, just like speech, just like the freedom to go to church and worship as you choose, just as you have the right to go out and print and circulate bills that give you and express your ideas. Just as you have all of those fundamental rights and associate with those of like mind, you also have an equally important property, a right to earn a living for yourself and your family through any lawful occupation. And the Supreme Court has said that countless times. There's another problem with the taxation, another reason why personal earnings are exempt from federal taxation. And that is that you cannot tax a fundamental right. Suppose the federal government were to pass a $10 going to church tax and wanted to tax your going to worship in the church of your choice. Or suppose they were to pass a not going to church tax if you chose not to worship, which is also your freedom, then you have to pay a tax on that. I don't think so. Because the power to tax, according to John Marshall and McCulloch v. Maryland, is the power to destroy. And if they can tax your rights, if they can tax your freedom, If they can tax your labor, your person, then they have the power to destroy that right. They have the power to restrain that right. They have the power to punish the exercise of that right. And if we don't have our freedom safe from destruction, if the freedoms that we enjoy as Americans and that were promised protection by the government, government didn't give us any of these freedoms. We had them to start with. But the government was required to protect those freedoms, to protect those rights. And whatever it not only doesn't protect it, but starts to actually set out to destroy it, then we have to stop that, not just for ourselves, but for our grandchildren and great-grandchildren in America to come for years to come. And we'll be back in a few minutes. Give us a call at 800-313-9443.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Okay, and back in the live free zone, this is Tom Cryer, and we're here to shine the light of truth on the big, big lie. We've got a open up line here. We can talk to you. You can get in here and get with us on this at 1-800-313-9443. Weigh in. Tell us what you think, how you feel about this. By the way, this isn't going to be easy. I can't do it by myself. I can't. You can't do it by yourself, but we the people can. We, as Americans, can. All we need to do is to find that vestige of spirit of independence. and that demand for our freedom that our great-great-great-grandfathers fought and died for many, many years ago. Now, we've got a caller, Mike in Maryland, that's got something to chip in here. How you doing, Mike?
Hey, fine. Thank you for taking my call, and I appreciate everything that you're doing. People like you are at the tip of the spear. You know, you're the first ones on the barbed wire. And I guess I'm a bad peasant too. The peasants are revolting.
They certainly were back in the old days. But that was because they had not yet invented Dial soap and or deodorant. But now, yeah, we peasants are revolting, and that's what makes good citizens, is peasants that will stand up and say, I'm not going to take this. I've got some hind legs.
And I'm tired of being a tax slave. And I wrote down some questions here, and I'll try to be succinct as possible, but because I want to get some information. Now, I talked to this one guy who hadn't paid income. See, here's my quandary. They take the money out of my check every 2 weeks, and how can I rectify that situation? Now, one guy I talked to said that when you fill out your W-2 form, there's a way that you phrase it on the thing, and they won't take your money out. And he told me how to do it, and I forgot how to write it on there.
Well, Mike, I'd love to help you with this, but I'm not going to do that. I'm going to tell you why. It's because this is a challenge or a decision of conscience. But it also has to be a decision based upon your knowledge, not mine. It has to be based upon your belief, not mine. And you can't believe something simply because I told you so. But what my answer to your question is, hey, go back and talk to your friend. Find out why he filled out his W-4 the way he did and how he filled it out. And then go look at the law for yourself. Go to places. There's so much bad information out here on the net. As wonderful as the Internet is for spreading the truth, it is equally a wonderful tool for spreading misconceptions and only half of the story. And many, many of these folks who are doing this are well-intended. It's not somebody in here trying to scuttle. They find a little piece or a nugget, and they go out and say, this is it, this is it, it's gold. But they don't have the whole truth yet, and they don't understand it to the point to where they would be able to stand up and defend themselves if the federal government came after them. So all I can tell you to do on that, Mike, is to go in and do your own digging. There's a good start on that, and it's available on the website that I just gave out, www.gcstation.net/liefreezone, all lowercase, one word. There you can access through that, or if you have PACER, a memorandum that I filed in support of a motion to dismiss because the law did not say I was taxed, because the law didn't say that my revenue was taxed, and because the Constitution doesn't permit the federal government to tax my revenue from my personal earnings. Now, get that, and that'll give you a good head start on where to start digging. And it'll give you all of the statutes. There are 68 Supreme Court cases in that memorandum.
It's all on the website of yours?
It's on my website. You can get it mailed to you. Write that website down. Did you get it?
Yes, GCStation.net.
I cannot advise you. I can't ethically advise you, in particular because I'm not a lawyer in Maryland.